Mike Besseglia here with the Seaville Podcast Network, introducing Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a local sports medicine podiatrist practicing at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic. Doctors Kevin Murray and Stuart Chang of the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic have been serving the Charlottesville community in Central Virginia for over 20 years. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He's affiliated with Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Dr. Chang, take it away.
Hello, everybody out there in Seaville Podcasting Network. Thank you for tuning in to listen to my final installment of a series of athletic sort of injury discussions. I'm Dr. Stuart Chang from the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic, and today's topic is going to be the most common thing that I see in my office and treat on a daily basis, and the probably most common injury I see among my athletic patient population, and that is plantar heel pain, specifically plantar fasciitis. In fact, plantar fasciitis is probably the most common foot injury that people see either an orthopedist or podiatrist for. I think the numbers for this particular problem is in the millions on an annual basis. And many people suffer this problem, and it engages all age ranges and all activity levels. And it's really quite a painful condition. And I can say that from my own personal experience, having had this. So what exactly is plantar fasciitis? Well, you know, the whole topic of heel pain is a really, really wide, broad, discussion. One of which I'd love to get into, and I'd love to talk about it. But I'm going to kind of focus this in on the plantar fasciitis, problem, cause that's really what is the overuse injury aspect of it. Heel pain encompasses a lot of other aspects of injury. And as you can imagine, you know, the heel takes a lot of wear and tear. It's always impacting the ground. It's the first part of our foot that impacts the ground on every step we take. And there could in fact be a lot happening down there. So you can imagine the wide range of injuries that can occur. More specifically, talking about plantar fasciitis, it's basically an overuse injury of the plantar fascia. Anatomically, the plantar fascia is a structure which spans underneath our foot. It is a really dense fibrous structure that attaches from the heel bone, or the calcaneus, all the way up to the joints of the toes, which is commonly called the area, you know, the simply said the ball of our foot. And this fascia band, when it's engaged, provides this stiffening strap that sort of allows the Achilles tendon to generate its power and not allow the foot to kind of like flattened out and take a lot of stress. It is a very important structure, and it as I said before, is engaged every time we move on our feet. The plantar fascia has no sort of muscle and sort of contractile capability. It's just an anatomical structure that acts sort of passively. But its passive action is where it runs into the problem, because it is constantly under tension or stress when it's engaged. The common place for it to get sort of irritated or overused is where it attaches to our heel bone. most commonly, this is called the tuberosity of the calcaneus. And, you know, it's that area where the fascia structure sort of comes together and attaches to the bone. And that's among tendons and other structures, that's actually called an enthesis. But it's not really an enthesis, so to say, for the plantar fascia, because there's really no contraction happening from a muscle group. But it really is very similar to that. The second most common area where the plantar fascia is injured is sort of along the mid substance of the structure. And that's really just, sort of like extra strain and stress, maybe, fiber tearing, that sort of thing. The plantar fascia, syndrome or plantar fasciitis, can commonly be identified because you get, the very classic symptom of early morning, pain, you know, the first steps when you get up in the morning and get out of your feet, get out of your bed or stand on your feet. The plantar fascia takes an initial stress or strain from having been rested, overnight, you know, and not being used. And that sort of triggers, stretch receptors. And if the tissue is aggravated and, sort of in an injury phase, those sort of, stretch receptors, spark off sort of pain, nerves, and basically you feel pain. It can be so bad that some people just really can't even take, a couple of steps in the morning. That's your first signal that you're getting a sort of a plantar fasciitis, is that early morning step pain. You know, later in the process, the plantar fascia may actually become painful during an activity. And that's not uncommon. So early morning pain or what we call startup pain, the sort of medical term for that is post-static pain. Then later in the condition, it's sort of like activity generated pain. Now the plantar fascia, just to go into some sort of interesting kind of, analysis of the tissue itself. It's really not a structure like a muscle or a bone, that has, it's a direct blood supply to it. So when it gets injured, it can't repair itself very easily. A lot kind of like maybe a ligament structure. You know, they get its nourishment and its sort of, ability to repair itself from the tissues around it. And the only tissues around the plantar fascia are basically the muscles below it, that exist within the foot, and sort of like a fat layer above it that, basically is interposed between it and the skin. So a lot of times when you have, an injury to the plantar fascia, it can go down sort of like a, chronic injury process. And what you get is something very similar to a tendinosis, meaning that the actual sort of, collagen fibers, that make up the plantar fascia band, sort of get, degenerated, and they get, what we called, sort of a myxoid, M-Y-X-O-I-D process, where the collagen doesn't repair itself very well, and you kind of get a disorganized, sort of appearance on the tissue level. And that's because, you know, like a really, really vibrant, well-vascularized structure, such as the muscle, or a tendon, or even a bone, the plantar fascia doesn't have its ability to repair itself. And that's part of the whole process, the degenerative process that leads us into this whole plantar fasciitis syndrome. In fact, later on in the plantar fascia syndrome, there's a lot of thickening of that fascia band, that is very easily detectable on diagnostic tests such as ultrasounds, which we use in our office all the time to kind of get a feel for how far along this process is. If someone has a really thick fascia band and they're sort of getting that thickening degeneration of that tendon, that sort of unorganized collagen kind of, makeup, This is a problem that, you know, we can say has been around for a while. And sometimes, you know, once that sort of degeneration occurs, if it's not caught, can sort of lead to a permanent change in the structure itself, which may require, you know, intervention, with regards to, you know, surgical options. But hopefully, you know, if you have a good somebody out there putting out this information and you're listening to it on a podcast, maybe you can get into your medical professional early and sort of get this problem addressed very quickly. Now, the treatment, first the diagnosis of the plantar fascia, like I said before, is done by a history and analysis of you know, where the problem started, how it got there, how it developed. Talk about this post-static pain is a very common feature to it. And that could be easily detected by, you know, sort of like your sports medicine kind of professional. It's also done by a really well directed physical exam on the foot, and focusing on where the problem is occurring. Like I've said before, go where the pain is. That's where the problem is. This plantar fasciitis has a focal sort of, spot right underneath the heel bone where you're going to be able to detect it with just a little bit of pressure. And generally my patients will kind of, you know, jump back in their seat saying, ah, that hurts. Easily found with, an exam. We also take x-rays to kind of look at the bone structure, to see if there's any sort of bone spurs forming down there. That's an indication that the problem's been around a while. But I always kind of tell my patients, you know, the x-ray really is just to get an idea of maybe something else happening that we're not really picking up on. And you know, I'm more concerned of stress fractures in the calcaneus bone and maybe a bone tumor of sort that's forming, which is kind of like, in the differential diagnosis of plantar fasciitis. But, you know, whether there's a spur or not, it doesn't really make a whole lot of difference to me because the treatment is the same. But it always is kind of interesting to see whether or not that's developed. And again, that's an indicator that the process is far along and it's been there for a period of time, when those bone spurs develop underneath the heel bone. That's diagnosis and treatment now. Treatment for the plantar fasciitis overuse sort of syndrome is basically hinges around what I like to call a phased approach. You know you're dealing with a sort of somebody who does this kind of thing. If you get a chance to have somebody diagnose a plantar fasciitis for it, you know, they just don't look at it very simply as a pain to your heel. You know, they understand the process of what's happening in the tissues and they kind of get you on sort of like a treatment protocol. And that's what we do out there at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic. We in fact have set up a sort of like a heel pain sort of center of kind of excellence where we know exactly what we're doing with the heel pain. We want to make sure the public knows it. And we've created within our own little practice the Heel Pain Center of Central Virginia to let the public know that if you're looking for somebody who's going to really understand and know the process of heel pain and understand the problems, you know, we've got the place for you. And it's at, in fact, we're actually experts on the area. So our phased approach to sort of treating plantar fasciitis involves basically rest and protection, and then sort of like gentle sort of recovery in the form of stretching, and then return to activity as the final phase. To get the plantar fasciitis problem under control, you really have to observe a period of what we call absolute or relative rest. And that involves, you know, changing your sort of activity, getting off of the foot for a period of time, doing cross-training activities such as swimming or maybe cycling so that you're not engaging that plantar fascia so much. We also like to involve sort of interventional sort of things by getting somebody into an arch support device, and as well as putting on sort of a sports medicine taping around their foot, so that the tape binds up the foot, takes the strain of the activity, and relieves the stress off of the plantar fascia. And we educate the patients on the problem, show them how to do all of this sort of taping for themselves, so they're not dependent on us to do it for them, and basically get them kind of calmed down from that sort of painful condition. The next phase, once the acute sort of calming down process is to go to the sort of recovery phase, where we really kind of tell the patient how to stretch out this band. We could do that basically by stretching exercises. We commonly use other things called night splints to get a little bit of a stretch on them, and you could do that passively while you sleep, or do some sort of active stretching, whether that be with a sort of like a stretchy brand product or something like that. Also in this recovery phase, a deep massage to the area is also very good. Sort of like cryotherapy, you know, cooling or warming topical stuff works really well at this phase. And you know, that's going to set us up for basically the recovery phase, which is kind of return to the activity, but do it in a gradual step rise manner, so as not to, you know, return the symptoms and the processes by which the problem has occurred. Finally, the next thing, and during this whole process, we kind of examine what has happened to the individual and take a close look at their athletic gear, you know, their shoes, and kind of see whether those are getting worn. Those might be what has led to the problem. You know, look at the kind of shoes that they're actually wearing, which could be, you know, sort of kind of flexible shoes like flip-flops or those kind of rubber shoes that a lot of people like to wear called Crocs. Those aren't really good structure or shoes. And you know, in a situation where somebody is very active on their feet, they could certainly cause this problem to occur just because basically the foot wasn't adequately protected for a long enough period of time for this whole thing to develop. You know, all of those sort of things kind of make up our treatment protocol for the plantar fasciitis. And hopefully all this information has been helpful for you to figure out whether you have a developing plantar fasciitis or heel pain, and get into a medical professional, maybe get it sorted out very quickly and get you back in the game without any hesitation. There ends my first initial series of podcasts. If it goes really well and I have a lot of interest in hearing more about this sort of sports injury topics, I'd be happy to, bring out some more discussion and more topics for those of you who are interested. Make sure you give us some feedback as to whether or not this has been helpful for you. You can certainly find more information about it on any sports topic at the Blue Ridge Foot and Ankle Clinic website. That's www.brfootandankle.com. And hope to see you out there running and enjoying your kind of sports activities. Thanks again. This is Dr. Stuart Chang.
You have been listening to Staying in the Game, a casual conversation for athletic-minded individuals with Dr. Stuart Chang. Dr. Chang is a board-certified surgical podiatrist. He is affiliated with the Martha Jefferson Hospital and Augusta Health. He is presenting a series of podcasts focusing on common sports injuries. Don't forget to check them out online at www.brfootandankle.com. Okay.